And we'll start this hour in Louisiana, which is remembering one trauma while dealing with another. The latter is the cleanup in Baton Rouge after that recent flooding that left 13 people dead and damaged tens of thousands of homes. Today, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards released details of a new shelter-at-home program in which residents who suffered less than $15,000 worth of damage may be able to stay in their homes while that damage is repaired. Here's Julie Baxter from the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness.
The governor thought it was very important to really create a program that can begin to bring people back to their communities, back to their neighborhoods as quickly as possible.
Then on Labor Day, Harry Connick Jr. and Randy Jackson will host Louisiana Rising, a benefit for flood relief, which will be broadcast live from Baton Rouge's River Center Theater and will benefit the American Red Cross Louisiana Flood Relief Fund.
And as Louisianans deal with the damage in Baton Rouge, they're also marking 11 years today since Hurricane Katrina made landfall. That storm left more than 1,800 people dead and a million displaced, including Beverly Wright, a New Orleans resident who lost everything after Katrina. She is founder and executive director of the Deep South Center for Environmental Justice at Dillard University, and she's with us from New Orleans. Welcome.
Thank you. It's wonderful being here.
And what has it been like for you to watch what's been happening in Baton Rouge after what your experience was in Hurricane Katrina 11 years ago?
Well, it's been a little more than watching it because I have relatives who left New Orleans and moved to Baton Rouge, and now they're flooded as well as very close friends. In fact, the house where I stayed after Katrina went under, the house that was my salvation after Katrina. So we're really mourning their losses as well.
Yeah, well, and tell us about your experience during Katrina and what happened to you 11 years ago.
I was fortunate enough to be away on vacation when the waters rolled in, but my experience was particularly horrific in that I had a great uncle that was, I had just recently had surgery, and he was in my mom's house that got like 8 feet of water. And the terror of looking for him, trying to find him, calling the National Guards, asking them to go in, and his being lost for several weeks until we finally found him at a barracks in Waco, Texas, was quite tremendous. But losing everything was really very hard. And for me, it was less losing the physical possessions as it was losing my entire pictorial history of my family, because my mom had recently passed. We had all the family pictures at my house on the dining room table, all of which went under. So I lost every picture the family had.
Well, and you said you went to Baton Rouge for a time after Katrina. How long did you stay there? And what has it been like to come back to New Orleans? Does it feel like the same city?
Well, I lived in Baton Rouge for 2 years because I had a large grant from the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, which actually trained young men and women in hazmat, which included mold remediation. So we were able to continue training young men and women in mold remediation, as well as other things like lead abatement, asbestos removal, and they immediately went to work in the city. That's what I was doing there, but I can tell you that the city of New Orleans is very much different. We have housing that used to be housing for poor residents now renovated, and the rent's so high that poor residents who work in the quarters and in the hospitals and so restaurants can't afford to live there. They're pushed way out to the suburbs where the cost of transportation is extremely high. If they have to take taxis, most of them don't have cars. The buses don't run at the times that many of them need them to run. They have to leave home at 5 in the morning. The buses don't start till 6 or 7, which means they'll be late to work. So we've seen just total displacement of community residents. Children at bus stops at 5:30 in the morning because of the new charter system where you don't have neighborhood schools anymore. You have to select schools, and then those schools have to select you. The unemployment rate, 50% of all black males in the city of New Orleans are unemployed. The murder rate is extremely high. You name it, we're moving in the wrong direction.
And what about the center that you run, the Deep South Center for Environmental Justice? At this point, having seen what happened in Katrina and now having seen what just happened in Baton Rouge, is flooding and is water one of the main things that you're dealing with?
It is a major part of the work that we do, but we have many issues in the city of New Orleans, including affordable housing and all those kinds of things. I would say climate change right now and the fact that sea level rise will directly impact the city of New Orleans. The prediction is that we will lose 50 miles of land, which would take the water moving almost to Baton Rouge, which means New Orleans would be wiped out if we don't begin doing something about climate change over the next 20 years.
That's Beverly Wright, a New Orleans resident who, as we heard there, lost everything during Hurricane Katrina. But now she is back in New Orleans as founder and executive director of the Deep South Center for Environmental Justice at Dillard University, joining us on this 11th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Beverly, thank you.
Thank you.